Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, thank you for tuning in with Stardom 100 Radio. Be sure to follow the show on iTunes and iHeartRadio. So, let's jump into the topic. Bow Wow was recently arrested in Atlanta for an alleged assault. So, TMZ reported that Bow Wow was arrested in Atlanta early Saturday morning for allegedly beating a woman, and the woman was also arrested for allegedly beating him. Now, this whole thing is just crazy because we've all seen this topic before, right? We've all seen this topic before. And so we remember this same thing happening with Chris Brown and Rihanna. We remember that. And we remember that you know, Chris Brown and Rihanna both exchanged licks on each other, but Chris Brown was just tossed out there as this woman beater and all these bad things because he fought back after she was fighting him and he fought back. So he was just blasted as this woman beater or whatever. So now in this situation right now, of course, social media is making fun of Bow Wow's mugshot because he has all these red scratches across his face, his eyes, nose, and everything. But Bow Wow did not say that he hit her back or whatever. So, like, people are making fun of the mugshot. But I think it's crazy because had he been fighting her back, like, you know, everyone would have been calling him a woman beater and all of this stuff. So I just think this thing is crazy. When it comes on the topic of domestic violence, and let's also add that this is an ex-girlfriend. Sources say that she was on Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta with him and all that stuff. But when it comes to domestic violence, I just want to say this to all the listeners, the couples out there, single people, whoever, married, whatever your status is, it is not okay to be involved with anyone that wants to fight you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying Bow Wow fought her or whatever the case. Of course, you can see the visual marks that he was attacked. But they say they both attacked each other. But the point I'm making is it is not okay to be with anyone or around anyone that likes to fight. Why are you around someone that wants to take, to bring that side of you out? You know, anyone that gets you so mad, so angry that they provoke you to want to put your hands on them, you don't need to be around that person. And I don't care how many couples out there, because you got some crazy people who think it's cool. It's so cool. Yeah, me and my man were fighting last night, girl. You know, he's so crazy, or, you know, and vice versa, the dudes too. You know, it's not cool. There's nothing cool about someone feeling the need to fight you. You know what I'm saying? Because if you got to fight that person, you don't love that person. Black in his eye, black in her eye, that don't mean you love that person. That is not love. I don't know how many times you have to stress that. Love is not putting your hands on someone. You know, if you gotta love me like that, then I don't need that type of love. That's why it's so important for people to understand self-love. Learn how to love yourself so you know what you will and will not accept. If you want to go in the bathroom and just start beating yourself in the eye, why are you going to let somebody else come and beat on you? If you want to take your own fingers and start scratching your face and all that stuff, why are you going to let somebody else do it? If people get that mad, about you, you don't need to be around them. And this goes for Bow Wow and any other celebrity. Get from around people that want to fight you. That is not cool. It's not cool at all. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be around those folks. Separate yourself. This is a new year. This is a new year. It's time out for all of that stuff. It's time out for people in your life that want to bring out the worst in you. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, Bow Wow could be sitting up there looking just like how Chris Brown was looking, going to court. His music was being affected and all of this crazy stuff because you're in a relationship with someone that has trust issues and they decide, that, you know, y'all going to exchange words and fight. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get out of those situations. You know what I'm saying? You have to look at this as I have so much more going on in my life that I got too much to lose to be getting myself involved with someone that wants to fight all the time. It's crazy. It's time for people to separate themselves from those types of people. People that want to sit up there and get violent, they feel like the only way they can express their anger is by hitting you, throwing something at you. Leave those people alone. This is the year to say no more. Leave those people alone. Please leave those people alone because those people will leave you locked up or worse in the hospital or dead. Leave the people alone. You know what I'm saying? Leave them alone. It's time. Young people as well. You know what I'm saying? These teenagers, you know, please pay attention to the red flags. Pay attention to the red flags. If every time you get into a disagreement with this person starts wanting to hit you or push you or get all up in your face, and they're all like, what you going to do if I don't, and all this stuff, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Like, right there, drop them. Drop them right there and be like, you know what? Yep, this isn't for me. I can see this turning into something really bad. Leave them alone. You know, it's not worth it. You know, and I just think it's crazy that here we are, again, with another situation with another mainstream celebrity like Bow Wow facing the same thing that Chris Brown went through. You know what I'm saying? It's not cool, people. It's not cool. You know what I'm saying? And this goes for anybody. I don't care what your status, whether you're a celebrity or whoever you are. Get people out of your circle that want to bring you down, that want to bring out the beast in you, where you are upset and angry and you feel like you got to defend yourself and lash out. You know what I'm saying? Get away from those people, you know. And women, stop provoking these men. You know, not. Let me explain. When I say stop provoking, I'm not saying he's entitled to hit you because you provoked him. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying stop getting in these men's faces, hitting them upside the head, pushing their head, slapping them, punching them. And then when one of them reacts, then suddenly you're crying and emotional and, oh, my God, he hit me. But what did you do? What did you do? You know, keep your hand off that man. It's not cool for you to be hitting on no man. Just because you're a woman does not entitle you to provoke and hit on a man. Because a lot of women do it because they know that the man is not supposed to hit them. They feel like, oh, you know, hit me, please hit me, you know, hit me, because I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And they know that society is going to be in their favor if that guy reacts. So they do everything they can to get that guy to react. So, ladies, stop. That is not cool, because you don't love him if you're pushing him to the point where you want him to hit you. That's not cool. Stop setting these men up. That's not cool. Nobody should be putting their hands on nobody, and nobody should be provoking anyone to have to defend themselves. You know what I'm saying? Because we raising these sons out here, teaching them, don't ever put your hand on a woman. But what are we teaching them when these women are putting their hands on them, when they're trying to beat the crap out of them? So to prevent that, I'm telling all the young men, just don't be with a woman that wants to provoke you to hit her, who wants to try to get you so angry that you think you might hit her. Get away from that type of woman. That woman that wants to be loud and in your face and what you're going to do, leave her alone because it's not cute and it's only going to get worse. So that's my advice for men. You know what I'm saying? People tell y'all, oh, well, just walk away. No, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Change your phone number. Delete their number. Do whatever you got to do. Be done with that person. I don't care how attractive you think they are. It's not cool. Leave that person alone. That's my advice for you young men. Young women, same thing. If that guy wants to always yell and get in your face and you feel like the only way he can express himself is by snatching and grabbing you or pushing you, slapping you, whatever, choking you or whatever, leave him alone. Delete his number. Change your number. You know what I'm saying? It's time to be like, I don't have time for that. That's the mindset you should be like, I don't have time for that. People like Bow Wow, all the money he's made, the height of his career, the things he's done, leave women alone like that. Leave those types of women alone. Whatever happened that led to him and his ex-girlfriend getting physical where both of them went to jail, that's crazy. That's crazy. And it's not worth it because there's a woman out there that will never push him to that point. And vice versa for, you know, the young lady and stuff. You know, whatever the case, I don't know what happened. So I'm not going to sit up here and say it's all her fault, and I'm not going to say it's all his fault. My advice to both of them is to leave each other alone. It's not worth it. It don't look cool going to jail. It don't look cool having your mugshot up there. Mugshots and stuff don't make you cool. Going to jail don't make you cool. It sucks, and that's something will follow you for the rest of your life. You know, as you get older and you're not doing music anymore or whatever, that is something will follow you for the rest of your life. Domestic violence is serious. You know, so my advice to Bow Wow and this girl and other young women and other young men out there, leave those type of people alone. If someone brings that out of you, just leave them alone. That's my advice on that. You know what I'm saying? Let that person go because they will ruin your career. Chris Brown is still fighting to get his status back. You know what I'm saying? And we love Chris Brown. Super talented artist, the Michael Jackson of today. But he still has to fight to get back that status that he once had when he started out before he had that situation with Rihanna. You know, and it's crazy. That's sad. It's really messed up. So, again, like I said, I do not encourage men to put their hands on women. You know, I think that sucks. And women, please stop provoking these men as well. Stop getting in their faces. Stop what you're going to do. Get out of that mindset. Just leave it alone. If both of you are getting so angry like that, leave it alone. Nobody, you know, when I was coming up, we were taught, you know, that's not your child, you know, for you to be putting your hand on that person. You ain't got to express yourself by putting your hand on nobody. If this ain't love hands where I'm hugging you, caressing you, showing you love, if it ain't love hands, don't put your hand on me. Don't put your hand on me. You don't have to grab, snatch, push, choke, or whatever to express whatever you're trying to say, like when we get angry. You know what I'm saying? It's best to walk away when you get in a heated situation with anyone. If you're making you really, really mad, get in your car and leave. You know, get in your car and go, or just get from around them. You know what I'm saying? It's not cool. Don't stand there and you see this thing getting heated. You feel the anger rising in you. You see this person getting confrontational. That's when you say, you know what? Hey, you go ahead and go your way. I'm going to go my way. And if you turn and this person trying to lash out at you, don't want you to leave, you know what I'm saying? Call the police. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think at all it's funny about Bow Wow's mugshot. I think that sucks. The people that are out there laughing and all look at him, look like she whooped him and all this stuff, that's sad. Because guess what? Had the shoe been on the other feet? Had you seen her mug shots with faces scratched all up, y'all would have been talking a different story. That sucks. That's stupid. That's stupid. There ain't nothing funny about someone being attacked. And I applaud him that obviously he didn't do her like she did him. That's not cool. Ain't nothing funny about the domestic violence. It's not funny. Domestic violence is not cool. I cannot stress that enough. As a person who has been in a domestic violence relationship before, it is not cool. There's nothing fun. It's scary. And it can lead to somebody being killed. People are killed every day from domestic relationships. So it's not cool. It's not a laughing matter. So, again, like I said, it's cutout time for that. Get from around people that want to put their hands on you. Get from around people that get you so angry you feel you got to put your hands on them. Leave them alone. It's too many beautiful people in the world that can love you like you deserve to be loved. So let those people go that don't want to love you that way. You know how to love yourself. You know what you deserve. You know what you would allow to happen to yourself. You are precious. You are precious. You are delicate. Don't let nobody bring you out of that delicate state to where you become this monstrous person. It's cut out time for domestic violence. We're losing too many young people, young women, men. You know, it's time for it to just end. It's time for it to stop. And it stops by us recognizing from the jump, this person is violent. I need to leave them alone. Okay? So love to you all. Thank you for rocking with me here on Stardom 100 Radio. Comment. Let me know your thoughts. How do you feel about this situation? What does this situation make you feel like? What are your thoughts on it? Let me know. Comment. Be sure to follow the show on Instagram at Stardom 100 Radio, STARRDOM 100 Radio. Also follow us on iHeart. Follow us on iTunes, and be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tanisha Davis. You can follow me on Instagram at Tanisha D. Davis, T-A-N-I-S-H-A-D Davis. And also to all of my readers out there, be sure to go get my book, my new e-book called Fool's Paradise. Ha! It's juicy, just like this topic. Go get my new e-book, Fool's Paradise. Fool's Paradise is available now on Amazon. I love you all. Stop the violence. Go. 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 Go.